We need to realize that when we ask God for the wisdom, it's like coming this morning to church. I said, Lord, fill me with your spirit of wisdom. I want that spirit living in me to its ultimate degree. Don't you? Amen. Fill me with your spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom. Get it, he says. It's one of the first things God created, the spirit of wisdom, which was with him when he made the entire cosmos, everything. When he spoke to the mountains, the spirit of wisdom was with him. When he drew the boundaries on the horizons, the spirit of wisdom was there. I was with him when he made all things. One of the first things he made was the spirit of wisdom. He tells you, get it. It's wonderful, isn't it? Get that. We had a great week. We had some great praise reports and everything. Now then, do we have any other praise reports? I've given you a couple of good ones. Anybody like to share one with us before we go on in the teaching? Sharon, come up here, girl. We'll take a couple of testimonies. See what God's done in my basket case girl's life. I get tickled at that.
Well, this is for the lady with the Medicare problem, because when I had a brain aneurysm in my head, I had no insurance whatsoever. I walked in the Fairport Music Hall. I sat down. I had an aneurysm. And the gentleman next to me was a doctor. I was in the wrong seat. I ran in and sat in the wrong seat. He was a doctor. And the ambulance driver asked my friend, does she have insurance? He said, no. He goes, I don't care. I'm taking a Baylor. They have the best neurology staff there is. He says, I will not let her lay in a public hospital and die. They put me in the 13th floor of Baylor Hospital, overlooking the city. I mean, it was incredible. Had the best doctors. And then when I got out of the hospital, some advocate group came in and paid $67,500 of my bill. The pharmaceutical company gave me 2 weeks of medication, which was $7,000. And then when I went over to help the lady who I tutor for, they were going to California for the month, and I was going to show this young man that was going with them how to tutor her son while they were gone. She handed me a check for $2,000 and said, you'll probably need some money. So I ended up owing about 20%. But I had always said, you know, if God can take care of me, that's why I don't have insurance. And that was before I met Thurman, of course, or I maybe wouldn't have even had to go to the hospital. But another thing he did for me, when you get to that hard, you don't really know what you're doing, I tell you. But another thing he did is I was so sick after I went home from my mom's, my dad got really ill, and I told the Lord, I said, my father is sick, and I'm too sick to make a two-hour drive. I want to see my father. And the next week, they brought my father from Granbury, Texas, from the hospital, to Baylor Hospital, which was 20 minutes from my house, so I could see him.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory. It's a girl of faith right now, I'll say that. Sharon has really changed in the last 3.5 years. It's changed her life forever. But we have to go back to that old scripture in Matthew 17, 20 and 21. Matthew 17, let's see what it says. Matthew 17, 20. I believe I'm in the right place where I want to go. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. Now, they had just asked the question right there just before. If you read the scripture in your own Bible, they asked Jesus, why could we not cast out this demon and heal this boy? Why could we not do that? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. So what is our problem? Unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if. Now that's the biggest word in the book, isn't it? If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain. Now, what could be your mountain? It could be anything. It can be a tumor. It can be a growth. It can be unforgiveness. That can be your mountain. You don't have to go there, do you, Ray?
Yeah.
Yeah, the reason I'm saying that, see, Ray, he didn't go there. He carried his unforgiveness for a while. And then he had a stroke. And you didn't like it when that stroke come upon you, did you, Ray? No, he didn't. He got rid of his unforgiveness. He repented and got right with God. And him and his wife started standing on the Word. And it took him about 6 months or 8 months, wasn't it, Ray? I forget. He's got a tremendous testimony. We're going to have all those out soon. We went out to GLC, and of course, I don't know how many we've made for Ray's gift, one to all kinds of people. He's handing those out, his testimony of how he got healed. But that man stood on God's Word, and he had faith. And at one time, you were seeing triple, wasn't you, Ray? Yeah, that's best I remember. I mean, he had a real shot. But boy, let me tell you, when you're a man and you come down with a stroke like Ray did, we're looking now what the problem is. Let's get rid of this. Let's start walking in faith and let's do it. And Ray did that. And within 6 or 8 months, his faith built up to this level. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place and it shall remove. You command that stroke to leave and it's going to leave. It didn't leave overnight, though, did it, Ray? You said that a lot of times with your bride. You all said that. You commanded that thing to leave. And slowly but surely, it began to leave. And as he stood only on God's Word, Ray only went to a doctor, if I understood it right, one time to find out what the problem was. And that's when it first came upon you. And they told you had a massive stroke. And so he come home, did what the Word of God said, began to repent of every sin, stand on the Word of God, command that thing to leave and go to yonder place, and it shall remove. And what's going to be impossible with you? As children of God? What's going to be impossible with us? What? What did he say? I like the way you said that with that smile that time. And nothing shall be impossible with me. I can do it all, can't I? Because why can we do that? Amen. Now, there's a woman's got the right answer. I can do it because Jesus said I can do it. You know, that's not Thurman Scrivener talking there, is it, Tom? Who's talking there, Lisa? The King of the universe, the one that made everything, is talking to us. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. But look at the part we don't like. The last part. Howbeit, this kind of unbelief or demon or whatever you want to call that thing, it does not go out but by prayer. And that's got to be a misspelled word. They must have left the E out of that. Prayer and feasting? I mean, that's not what it said, is it? Prayer and fasting, that's like a guy called me from Australia one time and he had a problem with his son. And I said, well, sir, I don't know what the problem is with your son, but I believe if you'll fast and pray for 3 to 7 days, God will reveal it to you. He said, do what? I said, pray and fast. He said, fast, what does that mean? I said, you're a Christian? Well, yeah. Do you go to church? Yes. I said, you've never fasted in your life? He said, well, what is it? I said, it means going without food. He said, you mean to tell me you want me to go without food 7 days? He said, I would die. I said, no, you won't. I went without 18 and a half days, and I didn't die. I mean, I went 3 days, 7 days, 10 days, 12 days, 14 days, and then 18 and a half days at different times, and I'm still alive and well. Now, when I went 18 and a half days, I did lose 25 pounds. I was the skinniest I've been since I was a teenager. You know, I did lose 25 pounds. You know, Cheryl went with me. You know, she went the whole 18 and a half days. You know, me and we, that's one of the things we did after we got married. After we went and I prayed over a little boy with MD or whatever it was, and I couldn't get him healed, and I was heartbroken, and she said, what would you have to do to get that boy healed? I said, there's the answer right there in Matthew 17:21. Right there where it says, or 20, go, this kind of unbelief goes out, but by prayer and fasting. You know how much time it takes to just say, okay, God, I'm going to get with you for the next just 7 days. I'm going to shut down my life for 7 days. I'm going to lock myself up in a room. I'm just going to have water. Ain't going to be no food of no kind, none in here. I'm going to ask you to control my appetite, and I'm going to go in here and I'm going to get the word, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to fast. I'm not going out in the world. I ain't going to turn no television on. I ain't going to turn no radio on. I ain't going to do nothing. I'm just going to spend 24 hours a day, except when I'm passed out and sleeping, I'm going to spend it with you in your word, and I'm going to fast and pray and talk to you and let you talk to me out of the word, and the only thing I'm going to do is drink good, clean water. I'm going to do that for 7 days. If you ain't ever done that, you ain't ever lived. I mean, you will be amazed at what you will begin to hear God say after about the third or fourth day. He'll talk to you. If He ain't never talked to you, I can almost be assured to guarantee you will hear Him talk to you in that 7 days if you'll lock yourself up with God. He will talk to you. In fact, on the 18th day, when I woke up that morning and I was going out to the minister center, we were still living in Colleyville at the time. I was going out there to let some guys from, I think, Tennessee or Mississippi or wherever they were from. I had a bus that I didn't need. I was going to let them have this bus. And so I went out there to sign the papers over to them and everything. And I got up that morning, and when I did, Cheryl had got up and she walked over and she said, "I've got to do the laundry today." And she goes over here and she gets a handful of stuff and she walks over here and she puts it in the washer and then she goes over to the couch and she falls out. She lays there about 30 minutes and she gets up and gets another handful. And she comes over here and she drops them in the washer and she goes over here and falls out. I said, I said, maybe we ought to stop the fast. A little bit of, what would you call it? A little bit of, what am I trying to say? What's that word that rises up within us? Our what? Yeah, what I'm trying to say. Anyway, her blood pressure began to rise when I said we ought to stop this. She jumped up and said, "No, we're going to go the full 40 days. And it crashed, fell back down.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.